Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Glad to have you guys with us again this week. And Don is here.
I'm here.
A vision of his former self.
Had to catch a few fish, you know.
Well, you know, you got to do that once in a while. Ava, you're here.
I am here.
And everyone else, you are all here. We got a lot coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about how to be more effective and working at getting those summer walleyes as we're coming into the summer season. Warmth is, it's heating up a little bit. As we all know, of course, it's up and down. We're also going to talk about the Minnesota investments that are going on in the infrastructure. We talked a little bit about that a little while ago with Mr. Ron Chera, and they're coming to fruition. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. You're going to want to hang around. More coming up on the Valley Outdoors. Stick around. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
See you, Don.
Yes, it's good to be seeing, of course.
You were gallivanting and fishing somewhere?
Yeah, I was up north a little ways.
Up in the hinterlands?
Yeah.
Kanata?
Mm-hmm.
Got some fish?
Yeah, we had, we had great weather to start with.
You know that means, Ava. It didn't end well.
No, I showed you how it ended. My very last fish was 27 3/4.
But the weather...
You know, there's a story to that last fish, and I don't know. This is maybe something.
Describe the fish.
It's 27 3/4-inch walleye.
Nice walleye.
We had our fish in the box ready, so to speak, for our limit.
Catch and release.
And so we're out looking for crappies. Yep. I literally am fishing with a slip bobber with about a 1/64 flu-flu on it, 4-pound test.
Nice.
And we're sitting on a spot where I thought there was going to be crappies. It's where all the guide boats go up there when the crappies are on the bite. And I saw a big red blob go underneath my locator. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to tip this. That's a big crappie. I'm going to tip it with a night crawler, that little jig. And I dropped it down.
Bye-bye.
And I never saw the bobber.
It just kept going.
I dropped it down. The bobber stop hit the bobber, and it just kept on going. And I go, So I tightened up the line, got a hold of it, and I remember telling my boating partner, I go, wow, wow, this one's not going home. So I had to play it pretty lightly.
Because you're running a lighter pound test.
I was more concerned about straightening the hook out. That's just a light wire hook.
Yep.
And fortunately, I had him hooked perfectly right in the corner of his mouth, and we got him up and in the net, and got a picture quick, and then put him back in the water.
Nice.
So, swam away.
That's cool.
So it's kind of fun. A little bitty white-haired flu-flus.
You know,
I had on there.
Part of the conversation we're going to talk about is the hair jig and really adapting what you do in presentation. And a lot of times it takes nothing but a little movement of a wave, like you say, with a bobber. Making sure if you're running a light jig or no weight at all that you've got the ability to keep that thing down if it's a decent sized waves, because otherwise it pulls them up and it never comes back down to a certain depth.
Yeah, I had to put a slip shot up the line a bit because it can take forever to get down there.
Now,
Recently, I just was out fishing here on the river. I just decided I'm going to go grab the fishing rod and go down and fish from shore, and went out with a little split shot and a very, very light jig, bright green little blob in the end of the top of the hook, and just a light wire hook, and I was going for sunfish. Well, split shot worked great until the split shot wasn't there anymore. As you know, they loosen up occasionally, and
sure.
Well, it went away, and lo and behold, you do learn some things sometimes, because I threw it out there and it was just enough weight to go down. The bobber laid flat and they were biting really lightly. So I could see when the bobber laid down and it would just tip it a little bit.
Yep.
And then I'd be like, okay, we're getting ready. And just a little flick of the wrist and
you got a sunny.
Some sunfish were caught.
Yeah.
And yeah, really. Adapting is really the big thing, and what I had as far as the topic goes, it's adapting bait and presentation to really help make a deciding factor in your success for walleye. And it can be as much as, all right, well, I'm going to try a jig with a minnow versus a crawler. I'm going to try a jig with no eyeballs versus having eyeballs. It's as much as this one has a red wrap on it, this one doesn't. So what I have in my boat is I have magic marker, paint marker, paint pens, and if I've got something that's working, and I'll look to it and have the modified colors that I can with that paint pen, shake the paint pen up, modify it, put it down, see if that works, and if that works, then you suddenly now can look at saying, okay, I can expand this, and this is the key element to it. Maybe try crankbait, maybe try a bigger jig, whatever it might be. So understanding how to, because let's say you have one jig. You've never had that before. I got one jig that's working. Now what?
Well, and it does depend upon where you're fishing, too.
Yeah.
If you're on a fly-in, I mean, I used to go on fly-ins, and all we take is just plain lead-headed jigs. It didn't matter. You know, put a bait on it and drop it down. Usually we're using salted minnow, something like that. But where the fish are a little bit more finesse.
And the bulk of anywhere across the Midwest, it's a situation where you've got to be able to adjust and play if you're not catching it. And if everybody in the boat, if you're catching fish, get everybody running the same. Just get everybody an opportunity to catch. If you want to be the one to change and adapt and see if you can't do something if the size is smaller and you want bigger, maybe add a minnow, add a leech, add a crawler, whatever that might be. But throw that into the mix. If it's, let's say you're doing a slow death scenario and the water got dirty, put a little blade on it, whether it's a little metal blade or if it's a like a Mac twin blade fiber, you know, that type of a thing, Mac twin blades, put something small on it that they're able to have some vibration and or vision. And I think you're going to find much better success in that situation. So those are the challenges that come up, but don't think the fish aren't biting. Just realize that they're biting somewhere, and it may be because you're too lazy to switch. And the seminars that I do, it's the same thing. Don't get lazy. As a fisherman, we can have a tendency to be lazy because it's nice out, you're kicking back, all is good, or it's super cold out, and you don't want to change your tactics. So we'll tell you what, we're going to be right back, Don. Hold that thought.
Okay.
We're going to be right back. We're going to have more at Valley Outdoors coming up. We got a lot of cool stories to cover. So you're going to want to stay seated, stay wherever you are, because we're going to be right back.